Greetings and shalom, Mishpacha. Thank you so much for joining us for this reading of Proverbs 25. Now, you guys see that, okay, last night we did get Joshua a little while, but for the last maybe 2 to 3 readings, we did not have the children present. Guess what? They're doing this reading. Yada Yahuwah. For the reading of Proverbs 25, Mishlei 25. Okay, family, please join in with me as I read the daily prayer provided by the Sefer, and then the children will proceed to Mishlei 25. And the daily prayer reads as follows. Blessed are you, Yahuwah of the armies, creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our Elohim, the Holy One of Yasharal, my Eloah, and my salvation, for giving us the spirit of wisdom. Family, you know, as we're going through the Proverbs, we're praying to attain wisdom. Now, in the Hebrew, Baruch atah Yahuwah Sevaot, Bara ha Shamayim veHaaretz, Elohaikem shal Avraham, Yitzhak veYaakov, Eloheinu veAl Kadosh Echad Yasharal, Eloi v'yeshai ashar netan lanu ha ruach chokma. We pray for wisdom. Yara Yahuwah.
Greetings, family. This is your young Ak Josh with Proverbs 25. These are some more wise sayings from Solomon. These proverbs were copied by servants of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. We honor Yah for the things he keeps secret, but we honor kings for the things they can discover. We cannot discover how high the sky is above us or how deep the earth is below. The same is true with the minds of kings. We cannot understand them.
Now we do know, family, that Abba Yahuwah sits high, but he looks down low. As high as the heavens are to the earth, that is how high our Abba Yahuwah is to man in its carnality. We ask you, Abba Yahuwah, to raise us up from carnality into full spirituality, where we walk worthy of our calling as royal priests. Yada Yahuwah.
Remove the worthless things from silver to make it pure, and a worker can make something beautiful. Take the evil advisors away from a king, and goodness will make his kingdom strong.
Amen.
Don't brag about yourself before the king and pretend you are someone important.
Hold on. Let's stop right there. How many of us can say that we brag about our righteousness? How many of us can say that we esteem ourselves when the scriptures literally say, esteem not yourself over your brethren, but bear with one another in love? Family, let us hear Mishlei 25 on today.
It is much better for the king to invite you to take a more important position than to embarrass you in front of his officials.
So here's the deal. When you exalt yourself, when you esteem yourself, you shall be brought low. But if you humble yourself, our true king will lift you up and exalt you. Abba Yah, we thank you for this word. Continue, son.
Don't be too quick to tell a judge about something you saw. You will be embarrassed if someone else proves you wrong. If you want to tell your friends about your own problems, tell them. But don't discuss what someone told you in private. Whoever hears it will lose their respect for you and will never trust you again. Saying the right thing at the right time is like a golden apple in a silver setting. Wise advice to a listening ear is like gold earrings or fine jewelry.
Can you elaborate on that, son? What does that mean to you?
Like wise words, wisdom is like, worth, gold and other, Good stuff.
Yeah. All right, you got it, baby.
To his master who sent him, a messenger can be trusted as if is as refreshing as a cold. I'm sorry, let me reread that.
Start over, baby. Take it out.
To his master who sent him, a messenger can be trusted is as refreshing as a cold, as a drink of cold water on a hot summer day.
Pause. I need your sister to read something. You ready, Munyaka?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What verse were you at, son?
14.
People who promise to give gifts but never give them are like clouds and wind that bring no rain. With patience, you can make anyone change their thinking, even a ruler. Gentle speech is very powerful. Honey is good, but don't eat too much of it or you will be sick. And don't visit your neighbor's homes too often or they will begin to hate you.
And what does that mean? Do not wear out your welcome. Family, you know, sometimes we get caught up in a good feeling, you know? You were welcomed in someone's home. They had amazing hospitality. But now you want to be pulling up a day. What does the scripture say? Read it again, Momo.
Sorry, verse 16. And don't visit your neighbor's homes too often or they will begin to hate you.
You know what this reminds me of? Like a person that has way too much time on their hands. You know, this whole book of the Proverbs is dealing with us about laziness, complacency, slubbornness. If you got time to be pulling up to your friend's house every day, it's like, what are you doing? Are you plowing? Are you working unto righteousness? Or are you trying to have a good time all the time? That's what I get when I hear that. Go ahead, Momo, continue.
A person who gives false testimony against a neighbor is as deadly as a club, a sword, or a very sharp arrow. Never depend on a liar in times of trouble. It's like chewing with a bad tooth or walking with a crippled foot.
Nothing but pain. Continue, Momo.
Singing happy songs to a sad person is as foolish as taking a coat off on a cold day or mixing soda and vinegar.
So what does that mean? Somebody that is grieving or mourning or even just upset for whatever reason and you putting up on them like, yay, I'm so happy today. We're to mourn with those that mourn. So watch your countenance, right? Use wisdom, family. It is wonderful to be joyous and always positive, right? So I'm going to share a little bit. So I shared our sister's video in sister chat. And I was just a little thrown off by someone who came in and said, you know, I grieve with the sister, you know, or for lack of a better words, you know, it's like, I understand, but I don't agree with what they said. Family, time and place is important. I was a little disappointed that one of, you know, our beloved sisters chose to quote scripture when our sister Maya explained what was real to life, how life beats up on people, and sometimes it's a little bit more than the person can handle, so they may find other comforts. To go on and say things like, well, you know, I don't agree because Yahuwah doesn't put more on a person than they can bear. Did we forget about the enemy of the brethren? No, Yahuwah will not put on you more than you can bear. But you better believe the enemy of your soul will come and fight against you, trying to steal, destroy, and kill you. So everybody does not handle these trials and tribulations of life the same way. So I just say that to say, when your brother and sister is reaping and mourning, meet them where they are. Meet them where they are. They don't need to be ironed or, you know, sharpened. Let me say, they don't need to be sharpened at that moment. They need to understand that you feel their pain and that you grieve with them. So let us be careful how we deal with those that are in mourning and in grieving, okay? Continue, Momo.
Verse 21. If your enemies are hungry, give them something to eat. If they are thirsty, give them some water. This will make them feel the burning pain of shame, and Yah will reward you for being good to them.
So what does that mean? Continue to bless them. Continue to do good by them. And if your goodness and your kindness does not win them over to Yahuwah, that they may in turn reap beautifulness in their soul, beautifulness in their ruach and in their behavior, then Yahuwah will deal with them. But you, please, stay blameless.
Just as wind blowing from the north brings rain, telling secrets bring anger.
My thing is this, and I'm going to just make it plain. If I don't tell someone my secrets, please don't tell them for me. Give me time to reveal myself. The scriptures right here is telling us, do not reveal another person's secrets. That's not moving in wisdom, family. Okay? Uphold your brother and sister. Bear with them and give them the opportunity to tell their own truth.
It is better to live in a small corner of the roof than to share the house with the woman who is always arguing.
Mm-hmm. We've been dealing with this for a few of these proverbs, haven't we, sisters? No man that has gone through what our men have gone through needs a nagging, contentious wife. Remember, 1 Peter chapter 3. Continue.
It is better to live in... Oh, yeah. Good news from...
Verse is this?
25.
Mm-hmm.
Good news from a faraway place is like a cool drink of water when you are hot and thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Good people who don't stand strong against evil are like spirits that have been polluted or pools that have turned dirty and muddy.
Family, you know what this is right now, what this just reminded me of? The evil ruachot that do not have the pleasure of repentance. You know how they say misery loves company? They want to drag you down with them. No. Do not be dragged down with them. Read it again, because I'm going to say this. Those that are going into damnation want to bring people with them. Be careful. Discern the ruachs working in the people that you're dealing with, Mishpacha.
Good people who don't stand strong against evil are like springs that have been polluted or pools that have turned dirty and muddy.
So this means stand strong in your convictions. If you know it's wrong, it is wrong. Do not compromise or sugarcoat things for anyone.
Verse 27. Just as eating too much honey is not good, it is not good for people to always be looking for honor.
Trying to esteem themselves. Trying to get a good name for themselves. You don't need to seek for honor, Mishpacha. Your gifts will make room for you. And your works will be praised by Yahuwah. So you do not need to praise yourself. All right, now our last and final verse. Young Josh, can you please read that for us?
People who cannot control themselves are like cities without walls to protect them.
People who cannot control themselves. Family, we do understand that one of the blessed fruits of the Spirit is self-control. It is so easy to go with the go with. And what I mean by that is go with what's popular, what seems to feel good. But mishpacha, if you refrain yourself and you abstain for righteousness' sake, it will be well with Abba Yahuwah concerning you. Okay, family, it's time for a song.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is yesterday gone. Oh, so now I live. So now I live. Yesterday I lost my way. Try to make it home, try to make it. My foolish ways, the games I play. Yeah, please help me home. Yeah, please help me. See, yesterday I lost my way. Try to make it home, try to make it home. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is yesterday is gone. Oh, so now I live. Tomorrow comes. Tomorrow will come. Tomorrow will come. Oh, oh, so now I live. So now I.
Okay, family, we are now in Psalms 19. Guard me, O Eloah. Guard me, O Yahuwah, my Eloah. For I have taken refuge in you. I have said to Yah, you are my Elohim. I have no good beside you. As for the set apart ones who are in the earth, they are excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another one are increased. I would not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor take up their names on my lips. Yahuwah is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You uphold my lot. Boundary lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, a good inheritance is mine. Yay! Oh, Yahshua, we have much reason to rejoice. Verse 7, I bless Yahuwah, who has given me counsel. My kidneys also instruct me in the nights. What does this mean, Mishpacha? My inward parts, my inner man, instructs me through the nights, or in the nights. That means in the times of darkness, our inner man, that has been reborn to shine like the likeness of Mashiach, instructs us in the dark times. I have set Yahuwah always before me because he is my right hand and I am not shaken. I'm sorry, he is at my right hand and I am not shaken. Remember, Mishpacha, there's a scripture in the book of Isaiah. Like I told you guys, I don't remember the exact chapter or the verse, but there is a scripture that says Yahuwah delivers us by his right hand of righteousness. Right? So hear this again. Verse 8. I have set Yahuwah always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I am not shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad, and my esteem rejoices. My flesh always dwells in safety. For you do not leave my being in Sheol. No, you do not leave my being in the grave, Abba Yah. Neither let your lovingly committed one see corruption. This is just kind of reiterating what my elder sister Marya said. For our souls. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Even our beloved sister Nayoka, she repeated it also in our prayer group tonight. Take my body from here, lest my soul sins against you. Abba Yah. Therefore, my heart was glad and my esteem rejoices. My flesh also dwells in safety. For you do not leave my being in Sheol, neither let your lovingly committed one see corruption. Take me out, Abba Yah, before I sin against you, before I bring myself into a place of no redemption. I'd rather that you take me. This is my family. You remember even, you know, hearing stories about some of our ancestors that took their own lives before they were forced to do what was abominable. Now, some of us may say, oh, no, they took the easy way out. But some of our ancestors were very dogmatic, if that's the proper word. They were very zealous for Abba Yahuwah. And they said, you know what? Before I allow myself to be left in Sheol, I'd rather Yahuwah take me now. The last and final verse, Mishpacha, verse 11. You show me the path of life. In your presence is joy and satisfaction. At your right hand are pleasures forever. Hallelujah. Let us be careful how we judge another person's life, their walk, their trials, their tribulations. You know, I always said, mind the shoes you judge before you have to walk in them. And they may be too small for your feet or even too big, but they won't be comfortable. Mind how you judge. Let us be compassionate. And let us also pray, Yahuwah, take me before I err, and I am not awarded redemption. Family, I hope you guys got something out of this. I sure did. Thank you so much for being with us on tonight. Shalom.